Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in our virtual green room right now. What's that green room looking like, Bob? Is it like it like the bowels of Congress back in the day?
Yeah, it's the green room got a little bit greener today from the White House, and they're saying it's all brown looking out there around the world. It needs to get more green.
Yeah, what was the deal in the climate change report? Everything that I kept hearing is this is scientific, and I saw somewhere where I was looking around, it has nothing to do with politics. That kept being emphasized, that it has nothing to do with politics. It's scientific information. So it's the National Climate Assessment Update, and what did it for the most part say or reveal?
Well, you know, I went on the site, and if anybody wants to Google it, National Climate Assessment, fascinating site. I mean, it's complicated in the sense that it's intense. It has the water, the air side. I mean, it's really involved. And so I surfed around a little bit, but it's an update just to give you a generic answer, non-science answer from me. It's an update about the human-made climate changes, and that, you know, we're all noticing changes. Everybody's talking about the weather, how weird it is, how different. And we have to get off the word warming, global warming. Whoever created that 20 years ago ought to be just smacked around, because it's climate change. So, yes, it can be a colder winter. That doesn't mean that there is no global change. But this one says it's not a distant threat. It's here. It's now. It's affecting every region of the planet. So, Mitch McConnell said that the Republican leader of the Senate said, well, you know, President Obama is going to use this to hurt middle-class people. So I don't know where that came from, but the Republicans reacted with, you know, it doesn't exist.
So it's the same old, basically. And like you said, it's that warming word that should have been ditched a long time ago.
That's it. You know, we had the Kyoto Treaty, and it went down 99-0 in the Senate under the Democratic and Republican votes. But people misunderstood that. The only reason it went down is because China and India and Mexico were not in that treaty. So it wasn't that 99 members of the Senate said, oh, this just doesn't exist. They just couldn't get together on the path, you know, to correct it. But I think what this will point out eventually, you know, we really don't have an energy policy. We really don't have a climate bill. We really don't have an energy bill. We really are looking down the road. And so I think the White House is going to try to at least get, you know, some kind of conversation going on this whole issue. But if you just take the side, you know, Mitch McConnell's taking, which is, you know, this stuff doesn't exist. Well, it does exist. There is something going wrong. It's just, you know, how do you solve it? But if you can't get somebody to say it even exists, you've got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a problem with the Keystone Pipeline, too. No deal. It's blocked. Reid blocked it in that big push in the Senate. And one way I'm surprised, because Senator Joe Manchin was really pushing this and said that there were a lot of Democrats on board, but apparently not.
What we know is that came to a vote, there'd be 62 votes, or they would be contrary to their non-binding resolution. They voted, 62 people voted for what, you know, didn't have power of law, but it was a non-binding resolution saying we want Keystone. I don't think they thought it would go any farther, maybe. If it comes up, there's technically, and this is what Senator Manchin's saying, he said there's 62 votes for this, you know, throw it out there. He's under a lot of pressure in his state, as Senator Landrieu is. You know, she's the senator, Democratic senator from Louisiana. So I don't know how they eventually get to where they want to be, but I'm assuming, put the Republicans aside for a second, because even though Senator Reid said, well, the Republicans are trying to mess up the bill, he has to face the facts internally. He's got five or six Democrats. You know, when the TV cameras are off, they're kind of tugging at his suit coat. And eventually he's got to find some kind of way that they get, you know, at least on the record on this thing.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with you. Somewhere on the record, that's what it has to be. And speaking of on the record, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, went on the record. He said, look, I'm going to cooperate in the Benghazi probe. He said, John, whatever. I'll answer him. Come on, bring it on. And so I guess he kind of headed off the attack that was going to happen as far as he was concerned.
Yes, because, you know, the press secretary to the president, not to disparage the guy, but the entire media does, left and right. We all know that. You know it from being in the media. Mm-hmm. He tends to sometimes talk in, I don't know, some kind of code, like insinuating they're not going to cooperate. Kerry is a seasoned guy. He's been around. And he took a leaf out of the Hillary Clinton book. Hillary Clinton never refused to testify. She said, you know, I just want this done with respect, considering the situation, what happened. She wanted it done in a, you know, respectful, decent manner. And she said, I'll tell you anything you want to know. And I think that really what the Secretary of State Kerry did was a good step to just say, okay, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I think that helps a lot more than, you know, just threatening to not cooperate, et cetera. And others have done that. Karl Rove was great at refusing to go to Capitol Hill, for example. So it's been done in the past, but I think he made the right move.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. Might as well just do it. You know, it's crazy. Head it off before you get into more trouble with that. Did you see this thing where an Iran Navy commander said that they could sink a U.S. Aircraft carrier in 50 seconds?
Well, I don't know if you know, I lived in Iran. Are you aware
of
that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I lived in Iran during the revolution of the Shah, and I know the Iranian psyche and culture, et cetera. They're a very proud, proud country, but they say these things all the time. And of course, then over here we say, the Iranians, we better bomb them. The right wing neocons, we better bomb them. They're threatening us. And they say these things all the time. And they just, I mean, they're fierce compared to the Iraqis, for example. I wouldn't want to have combat with them on the ground, but, you know, they say all kinds of things. And they're feeding to their crowd. They're a Tea Party crowd in Iran. That's what they're feeding to.
You know, it's interesting. I have a question for you. Is it safe to go to Iran? I know somebody that just went there. He's a world traveler kind of guy, though, an American, and went with a friend who spoke fluent Iranian, we'll say. And it worked out. It was fine. They said it was incredible, some of the sights that they saw. But overall, it's not safe right now. Is it?
Well, you know, when President Clinton was in office, some of Donna Shalala, who is cabinet member, I happen to know they went to Iran. There was a travel agency in Virginia that today can set it up for you. You go and they have an American flag that they drive over on the streets, and the taxi driver will say, you know, we have to do this. We really don't hate Americans. I would say to somebody, I mean, you might get some stares here and there, but I would say unless, you know, you have to be modestly dressed, et cetera. Men can't wear shorts. Women, you know, can't wear short sleeves and things, and they need to wear a scarf. I would be the first to say it's safe. Go with somebody that can speak Farsi, and you should be fine. People do travel. There was a skateboarder that went over there recently. So I think you might have danger when you get back in America. Homeland Security frisks you and takes you into a room for 9 hours and wants to know who you talk to. You might have that trouble.
Now, you speak Farsi, so you're the perfect person to go with. I say,
I can go. And I'm pretty famous in Iran. My name is very, very well known because I wrote about the Mujahideen cult, which was a designated terrorist group that the Iranians absolutely hate. So my name is kind of known over there. So I don't know if I'm the safest person to be with, but I could get us through it.
All right, so if you want to go on a trip with Bob to Iran, call us now, 855-266-8.
you know as well as I do, if we tell Ellen Ratner this, we will be on an airplane, all three of us there.
I know, and then that might be a little bit scary, so I don't know about that. Oh, always fun to toss around with you. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,298.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,346, $673 for a half ounce, or $336.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,346, $673, and $336.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Our embassy is prepared to form an interdisciplinary team that could provide expertise on intelligence, investigations, and hostage negotiations, could help facilitate information sharing, and provide victim assistance.
Voice from the White House, Jay Carney, White House spokesperson, talking about the problems in Nigeria. Crazy. They had. Let's just go back and re-rack this if you haven't heard this story. Here's what it's like to live there. You had gunmen that went door to door, knocking door to door, and just kidnapping hundreds of girls last month, right? And they've had a couple of abductions. And because of that, now suddenly that's come to light. There was a lot of protests in Nigeria, obviously, but outside of different embassies saying, help us. The Nigerian government is defending what it's doing. But girls are literally being abducted. That's what it would be like to live there. Can you imagine? There was actually a petition that was floating around called change.org. And, I don't know, close to 500,000 people signed it. And it is pretty much a marching orders to let's do something to help these girls because it's gotten just that bad. Abducting the girls, the reason they're saying they're doing this is they sell them in the market and by Allah. And they say, Allah says I should always sell. He commands me to sell. I will sell women. I sell women. This is part of a rambling video announcement that appeared to defend why this was being done. And the terror group is Boko Haram, which is the organization, right? And this is just one of the sickest, I think, terror organizations that you can imagine, just snatching the girls and beating anybody who tries to stop them. So now this latest round of abductions comes with a big outcry attached to it over the April 14th kidnapping of the 200 girls. Now you have another 8 girls that that were literally just pulled from their beds, and then they were taken and thrown in trucks and disappeared into a forest bordering Cameroon. So can you imagine living like this? I mean, who cares? Now it's not about politics. Who cares about politics? It's about, isn't it time to do something to help them? And this shows you also fanaticism, Islamic fanaticism. This is the worst kind, because this is this group, Boko Haram, that's what they're saying. This is why they're doing that, as I just told you some of what that video said. But the fact that the Nigerian president is not taking this so hard, I don't understand. I don't understand how he cannot be combing every single nook and cranny to find these girls. And if it's not stopped in Nigeria, imagine how far this goes in other areas in Africa. So the United States has jumped in. The president said, you know, what we've done, we've offered, it's been accepted, help from military, help from law enforcement. We're going to do everything we can to try to assist them, whatever it is. The Nigerian president did accept the offer of military support to search for the girls. So this is what the U.S. State Department is saying. They're saying there's a creation of a coordination cell which will come up with intelligence, investigations, and hostage negotiations, you know, the expertise that we have in this. And it's going to be established at the U.S. Embassy in the capital of Abuja. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, says the work is starting right now. I mean, boom, the second we said, yes, we're going to do this, this is what's happening. So they'll look in that village. They'll comb through the schools, the churches, the mosques, all that kind of stuff, because the group has been attacking in those areas. Wherever they can find girls, this is exactly what they're doing. And then they're selling these girls. Selling these girls, saying they're doing it for Allah. Sickening. I mean, unbelievable. Talk about persecution. So, not just the United States, but others as well. Other countries are trying to jump to the aid here, too. It's like what the Republican senator from Maine said, Susan Collins. She said, you know, I'd like to see special forces deployed to help rescue these girls. Some of the girls are as young as 9 years old. And this is that human trafficking thing. They're being sold into slavery, forced into marriages, required to convert to Islam. Just horrible, horrible things are happening. I say you hunt them down and do whatever you can, frankly, to bring them to justice, eradicate them, whatever. But just another example of, do you realize how other people are living outside of our borders? And especially when it comes to Islamic fanaticism, this is the prime example of it, and how sad. And this is why we need to, I mean, this is why we need to care about this, because it's spreading beyond the borders of Nigeria, which is becoming a hopeless place for families with daughters, with girls. Awful, awful, awful. So I think there, like I said, that's a bipartisan thing. Smart to set up a task force, go help, of course. Now then that's something we can do. So you have a band of people who know what they're doing, trying to help and trying to organize. In the meantime, since we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, we know how you feel about drones, like I do, when we talk about drones in our own backyards. Now, I may differ from some of you when it comes to drones and hitting and eradicating some of the fanatical Taliban or Al-Qaeda people that we've been able to nail with the drones, and then everybody's in our face about collateral damage. Not that we should hit places where you can't tell, where you might get a lot of other people that would be connected just by being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I don't think that we should have these drones cruising in all over our neighborhoods. And I love this. In Yosemite, think about this. Because how noisy drones can be. Going to Yosemite National Park in California. What would it be like if you had drones overhead when you're hiking, when you're by the towering granite cliffs or any of the waterfalls or any of the giant sequoias or the reason that you're there to be with nature? So they've banned them. Thank goodness. They've banned them. On Friday, Yosemite National Park, heading into the weekend, they said, you know, these unmanned aircraft that are really hanging out and they're in a lot of private hands, you just can't have them in the park. We can't have them because that's what's starting to happen. People were using the drones for other things, too, and so it became Drone Village. Come out and see our beautiful waterfalls. And oh, by the way, don't let your experience be altered by the sound of a drone somewhere overhead. Because of the amount of visitors using drones, it's been pretty bad. You know, when you're talking about filming views above treetops and footage of the park, that's part of the reason why. But it's that whole buzzing that happens that's been, you know, at one time, they say there could be 15, 20 drones in the same area, and I'd say that's too many drones. Way too many drones. So you can't do that now. Yosemite just issued a way that they can be harmful. You know, just had a set of rules as why this is bad and why, you know, you don't want to take these drones in here anymore. Unfortunately, however, firefighters actually used a drone, and this would be some of the arguments, to battle the Yosemite Rim fire that was awful, if you remember, last August. That really helped them where there were areas they couldn't see. Now, I'm sure there could be exceptions made. If there was some raging, out-of-control fire and 700 firemen trying to put it out, wouldn't it be up to the park's discretion to say, okay, we're clearing the park out, we're evacuating it, we need to know the areas that are safe and the areas that aren't. So we'll let this drone stand, or these couple of drones. I mean, that's a common sense thing, right? But good for them for saying, nah, we're not going to have the whole amateur photography thing, because now they're practically crashing into each other, and it's gotten so bad that people are actually really complaining about it. Wow. All right, stay with us. Coming back on the flip side, the latest happening in your neck of the woods and mine, all the buzz next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Thanks for hanging with us in those nooks and crannies. So what is the buzz out there? There's a lot of buzz over a couple of things. I think the girls being kidnapped in Nigeria, the outrage over that, and then learning they're going door to door and just snapping them up, selling them into slavery and all that other nonsense and saying, oh, Allah would approve, just infuriates a lot of Americans, not on our shores, but certainly has raised our hackles as to something that is completely unacceptable. And where most are saying, okay, here's a good intervention. Here's a good thing that we can intervene on. Now, another buzz in the backyard is of the lighter sort. You know, we live in the world of selfies now, so much so that there's a little machine you can get to print out your selfies. I mean, just basically it's a scanner where you stick the card in, or you have the iPhone photos, you send it to it, and it prints it out, really basically is what it is. But the world is all about selfies, which... we were taking selfies before they were called selfies. I'm sure that I did that when I first got that crazy iPhone 5 years ago. Well, what about places where people don't want selfies? Cape Girardeau, Missouri. We have a lot of listeners in Missouri. They're saying, you know, graduation is coming up. It's a big deal for a lot of students and one that they'll snap a lot of photos of. However, they don't like the idea of students disrupting everything and taking selfies. So the university is asking the students not to take selfies when they get their diplomas, because that's what's happening. They grab the diploma, boom, it's the moment, and they're worried about the shot that they're getting from their iPhone for the selfie. So they're saying no selfies. They banned the idea of taking a selfie. They're saying don't snap it at that particular moment, whatever, if you want to take it some other place, but it's not fair to other students.
What, are you kidding me? Idiot! It's simple!
Well, they're just saying, you know, like Murray State, Southeast Missouri State, they have a strict no-selfie policy. They ask the students not to take selfies when they take their diplomas. Now, I'm going to say that is foul. Whether I think the selfie craze is ridiculous, even though sometimes I am definitely a member of the selfie brigade, because I'm posting things on Facebook that all of you are reacting to. I do a talk show, okay? Now, graduation is a big moment. Why shouldn't you be able to have a little fun at that moment? If yes, if it's disruptive and you're backing up the line, but these kids are smart. They know how to snap them quickly. So I say that's foul. What do you say, Matt?
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction, but it also goes along the lines of, you know, one person ruining it for the rest of everyone else. And that's probably what happened here, where they've had these backups of lines and people taking too much time on stage. And then, I mean, graduations take long enough as it is, and I'm one of those people that hate waiting and I hate lines. And so if it is ending up, you know, a one-hour graduation is taking an hour and a half, 2 hours now because people are taking pictures up on stage, I'd be upset about it.
All right, so if it affects Matt, he would be upset. Otherwise, he understands.
That's the world I'm living in.
That's right. It's Matt's world, and we just live in it. So, well, I get his point because I am also very impatient, and if it were an extra long ceremony, if they could prove that, if and you know what happened here, it's what Matt said. There's always somebody who spoils it for somebody else, right? So, you know, some clown was joking around and they tripped around or did something to back up the lines. And it started that whole thing of, well, we can't have this because it's just taking too long. So, you know, no, we can't do that. And I think there's going to be more, probably in places there's going to be selfie vans in the future. While some people like them, a lot of people get very frustrated by it. Celebrities get annoyed by that. But you know what? When you're a celebrity, I have no sympathy for you. You thrive on the public attention, and that's part of what sells tickets to movies and everything else. So that's the public persona. And if you want complete privacy, then you just got to go places where there's no way you're going to run into that problem. And there are a few of those places, believe it or not. All right, this was a cool story that I dug up that I think we could all appreciate, because prices, just let's face it, they're always going north, right? They even have these things that you can pick up where the year you were born, how much was gas, how much did a loaf of bread cost, how much was milk, what was it to go to a movie, what was a movie ticket, that kind of stuff, which I always find fascinating. And I read this story from Boston about this couple, Pat and Phil Scazia, who got married 50 years ago. Now they're celebrating their anniversary and, you know, redoing their vows and all that stuff and going to the same hotel. They're spending the night at the same hotel that they went to. It's the Copley Hotel where they honeymooned. They spent a couple of nights there, and they paid $13.75. So the total bill was $27.50, and they couldn't believe it. So they got the same price 50 years later. They gave them the same price. 5 decades. And how about that? So I like that story. How often do you get a break like that when you go to a well-known hotel? And they just say, wow, 50 years ago you were here. We think that's a cool story. So we're going to let you pay the same amount. Okay. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you that deal. That had to make them feel pretty special, I'd say. I can't think of very many places where you could go 50 years later and they would give you that, because the Copley Hotel is definitely not $13 and change a night. And I think we can relate to that. I think all of us, when we get a break from somebody and they do something really incredibly generous, I mean, that's pretty cool, right? Because it's usually so much the opposite way. It's about, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe how much we had to pay. And I'm going to say that I think this is pretty cool, too. The world of somebody who is disabled can be a lonely one, even though now there are so many advancements with wheelchairs and with technology, with different things that you can use, even in walking, with prosthetic limbs, all of that. But there was this story I found pretty interesting, too, about this guy who has one leg. And, I mean, really, he's a kid. He's a local soccer player. And he's in a Powerade campaign. And so here's the deal about the one-legged soccer player. He's really reaching out to so many kids who are trying to cope with the loss of a limb, that's how Powerade or somebody discovered him and how he ended up in their commercials. And it's been incredibly changing as far as the life of so many other little boys who see this star, Nico Calabrea, who is a 19-year-old, and who they say his life is as inspiring as the ad that he's in. And I love the quote. He says, "If you let other people define your limitations, you'll be limited forever. It really is all about attitude and the way you approach your problems." That's what he says. And because this is what he was born with, he just persevered, didn't think about it, and thought he was like everybody else. So he learned with one leg that he wasn't going to miss out on everything. He was still going to play soccer. He was still going to do whatever he could do. And it was instilled in him, don't complain, figure out a way to do it. And he is a pretty decent soccer player. It's just where sometimes he's on the crutches flying down the field, which I can't even imagine as somebody who had a terrible time playing soccer. So he's going to be the face of Powerade during the World Cup in Brazil, showing off how differences can still make you, you know, can be overcome and can still make you meld with other people. He says he loves to play soccer, and if he didn't let one leg stop him, he decided he was going to do everything that everybody else could do. So that's what Powerade was doing. They were looking for someone like him at the clubs and the schools who were making an impact in soccer, and this guy is making an impact in soccer. Other kids have gone on to play soccer who have had other types of disabilities because they're watching him. So for once, the ad, you know, usually the ads, the sexy, hot people, drink Powerade, and you can smash the ball a million miles. And I'm sure they may have lots of spots like that, but I think it's cool that they found them and they're going to use them in the commercials. And they've already used him and put him out there so that he's inspired so many people already. Imagine when you marry that to the World Cup, which is what all soccer players like to watch, and a lot of kids like to watch it. So it'll probably affect that many more lives. Plus, it's a great break for him, I would have to say. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk about if you're selling a house. A lot of people lately are, because the market's better, they're trying to get their bang for their buck, and they're selling houses across the country, all over the place. Our friend Pej Barlevi is going to join us on the flip side to tell us some of the things that you need to do if you're going to put that house on the market. Like, take all the pictures down. People love to keep their pictures there when they have open houses. Stay with us.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
They come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you
can. He's back again, Hej Barlavi, and he's got some great tips for you. As we talked to him before about New York real estate and what that was like, and of course, he's got his chops 18 years in the biz, probably even a little bit more. He probably just grew up loving the whole thing. And we're going to talk about what is it about the housing market and what are we seeing in real estate? What are some ways to increase the value of your home before actually selling it? Pej, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, this is a great question. In fact, a whole network, as you know, HGTV, was centered around this.
Absolutely.
You know, being able to sell, curb appeal, the millions of different Property Brothers, all the shows that are there. Why don't you should lobby to get your own show. You'd be great on that network.
Yeah, you know, it's a great network, and we've definitely done some test shots with international home sales. So we'll see what happens.
Good, good, good. All right, so somebody, what's the number one thing you would tell somebody before they sell their house that they have to make sure it looks right?
Clear out your knickknacks. If you're a hoarder or if you like collecting things, if you have a lot of collectibles, definitely you want to clear it out so your home looks clean and streamlined. For people to come in, there's no distractions.
All right, so don't have all your personal pictures up with, you know, just cluttered in one area, too many of the shells that you collected over the years or whatever it might be.
Right. If you have the fine china sets and you got a lot of them, you definitely want to store it away. It's funny that you mentioned pictures. A lot of people forget to take a lot of the family pictures down. I mean, to clear it all out. But certainly you want to try to take as many of them and keep them in a drawer or out of sight. It is a big distraction. Usually buyers, when they come in, they're drawn to pictures. They want to see who the seller is. They want to see what the seller is all about. And it could be distracting. I used to have an apartment I used to sell in Central Park, and the owner had a lot of pictures with presidents. And I remember one of the buyers came in and had made a remark about how she, the seller sponsored or was a fan of a president that they didn't like, and it turned out that they didn't make an offer on it just because of that. So, you want to keep the pictures to a minimum as possible.
All right, so there you go. That's it, because somebody else told me that, and for the very same reason, they didn't like who they were in the photographs with, and who would think of that. How about landscaping? You pull up, and the house is gorgeous inside, but it's a wreck outside.
Curb appeal, you're in springtime. Pay a little attention to your front yard, your backyard. Plant some nice flowers. Get some color in as they walk in. It'll distract, a lot of people purchase with their eyes as well as their wallets, so you definitely want to have your curb appeal. That is the first thing that they notice, and it's going to be welcoming or not. Another thing is pets. If you have pets, you definitely want to keep them away for during the open house or during the showing. A lot of people are allergic to dogs and cats, and seeing dogs and cats run around or bark is a huge distraction. Again, the time is limited when they come to see your property for sale, so you want to make it as less distractive as possible.
And how about this one? Because I bet you a lot of people do this, but then there's some people that skimp on this. How about painting? What do you need to paint?
So if you have kids and they've been around for a while, you definitely want to get a nice fresh coat of paint on the walls. I know for a lot of people it could be hard, especially if they... they're a big family, to clear everything out, to paint the walls. It's really good, especially if it haven't had a paint job done to your property or your home in, several years. The rule of thumb is 3 to 4 years. If you've lived in the home without painting it, you should definitely paint it before you put it in the market.
All right, that's good. I didn't know that rule of thumb. 3 or 4 years, and then you should make sure that you do that. Okay, how about your house as far as cleaning it? A lot of people say, well, I'm good at cleaning. I can push the vacuum. I can clear off a few things. We make sure all the dishes are put away and neat and nice and all that kind of stuff. But it has to go beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially for your open house days. Definitely bring in a housekeeper, house cleaner. Let them do a thorough job. Again, if it's too dusty, you miss a spot, you're not used to cleaning. And a lot of these people, a lot of buyers are going to be very picky, and they're going to go through your home. And you definitely want to present yourself as best as possible. Your home is an extension of who you are and how they're going to deal with you. So if you've got everything nice, clean, and tidy, it's going to be more comfortable for them to make an offer and negotiate with you.
When you sit down with a lot of your clients that are selling, do you emphasize this and tell them your story about the pictures and whatnot so that they don't get caught in this trap?
Yeah, it's very hard to, when you sit down with somebody, they understand it. But when it comes to the open house and you get there a little bit early to help them just tidy up a little bit, and you notice that, they've missed so many things and the housekeeper wasn't there, and they always say, oh, I thought, we're going to get so much traffic. I'm going to bring the maid in after the open house so I can have them wash the floors and do this and that, which it always happens, and it always blows my mind that they don't do it beforehand. Bake cookies. Definitely bake brownies or cookies a couple of hours before people arrive. The smell of that sweet smell is so inviting and so welcome. So if you just go and buy those ready-made doughs and slice them up, throw them into the oven, The smell itself is very enticing. I always recommend baking cookies or brownies.
All right, boy, that's a great tip there. How about, and some people listening to me would understand this, either lighting fixtures that are old or just need some sort of an update. How many people have garage lights that are out, bathroom lights where one of them's out, or something in overhead is out in the kitchen or whatever? Do they have to make sure that that's all working?
Fantastic point, yes. Especially if your house is dark as it is, or if you're showing it later in the afternoon, you definitely want to have the home as bright and inviting as possible. And to touch on that, you don't want to buy those white lights, those like flat office white lights. You want a more natural glow, a more sunshiny yellowish glow. So I would stay away from the fluorescent lights.
All right, so that's good to remember, too, about the lights. So we're speaking with New York real estate maverick Pej Barlavi. Who knows, you might catch him soon on his own television show. You should do a reality show on this kind of stuff. You can't emphasize it enough. How about the re-caulking of things? This happened in a house that I was looking to buy one time where it was so buggy to me, everything looked like it was going to fall off in the bathrooms.
Yeah, again, that's such a simple, a good point, first of all, and that's such a simple thing to do, you know, going to your neighborhood Home Depot or just a place where you can buy caulk and peel the old stuff out of the shower and redo it. These little touches, you know, it just, again, it just makes it more inviting and people see themselves standing in your shower, you know, because they have to place themselves where you are living and say, am I going to live here? And even though most people are going to come and do that no matter what, they're going to buy the house, it's just, it makes it so much more presentable. And it presents, again, it's such an extension. That home is an extension of who you are. So the better you present and keep everything so clean and tidy, you're going to have a much easier time selling it.
And then the other thing is, too, that I've noticed is the front door, because that's the first thing you see. You come to the front door. But I've seen beautiful houses where, the front door just is kind of off. It's either dirty or the color's weird. I went someplace where front door was orange one time. The house was gorgeous, but it had this weird orange door, and that kind of threw everybody off when everybody was going through. Is that a distraction, too?
I happen to love those things. I saw a house that had a purple door, and I loved it. You know, it makes it stand out a little bit. Of course, you don't want to have a huge distraction, but definitely you want to put a fresh coat of paint on it if you can. The fixture above the door, make sure your doorbell is working. Make sure that the light above it is working. If you have sconces, make sure they're clean. A lot of times people oversee the sconces and the lights, and you know, you have a couple of storms and you forget to clean it. It's one of the last things that people do. So the curb appeal, the front door, the lights, this is the first thing people see, and it's just that you're going to have that wow factor for them to come in and be open-minded, or are they going to come in and be closed off already when they walk in?
Yeah, good point. All right, Pej, thanks so much. It's always fun to have you on the show and kicking it around. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. Bye, Pej.
Bye-bye.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.